What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. The promo code is HAM and then the number one, HAM and the numeral one at MyBookie.ag.
It's Ease.com and EaseWellness.com with the promo code HAM. Are you ready for the Raider playoff scenarios?
Well, no, but they're alive, guy.
So they needed five things to happen on Sunday.
Just to stay alive.
Just to have... four things happened next week.
Every single one of them happened.
The Raiders beat the Chargers. That was number one. Ravens beat the Browns. Jets beat the Steelers. Saints beat the Titans. Colts beat the Panthers. So the Raiders hit on a five-team parlay today.
They did. If you thought the Raiders were going to make the playoffs, you're right. You should have just picked their five-team parlay.
Why would you think that?
I do think it's a pretty big indictment of just the AFC's a train wreck. I mean, right. It's really, really bad. Even Raider fans admit their team stinks. The Steelers have just an abominable quarterback situation. Mason Rudolph got hurt. He got benched, came back. Hodges hurt. I mean, James Conner hurt. Like, their offense stinks. The Titans actually played pretty well today, kind of coming off laying an egg at home against the Houston Texans last week. Their problem was they didn't play some random team. They played the fucking Saints. So it's like I'm telling you, I was pretty locked into that game.
Yeah.
And it's just they couldn't. Like, every time they would get back, they would get a touchdown, but then Breeze would lead them down the field, or their guy would get knocked out, and as he's concussed in midair holding onto the ball, he'd let go, and then Saints would pick it up. It was just they played a football game that, beside, like, I would say a handful of the top five or six teams, you know, the Niners, the Saints, the Ravens, the Chiefs, if they're just playing the Arizona Cardinals, the Redskins, I mean, they win by 20. So I do view the Titans. We've seen them play the Raiders. The Titans are vastly better than the Raiders. They are the playoff team more than the Steelers. Obviously more than the Raiders. Definitely more than the Browns. This last week they got to play the Texans at Houston. I was looking at the standings. The Chiefs are up 10-0. Let's assume they win this game. They're going to have one more win. The Chiefs, though, lost to the Texans. So if they can match the Chiefs win-wise, they would get the 3 seed. But how much different, if you're the Texans, is a 3 and the 4 seed? Would you rest some guys this week playing the Titans? Because you won the division yesterday. So you're just playing for the 3 or the 4 seed.
What would be the difference?
Just you would play the Bills if you were the 4 seed, and you would play, you would just replay. If you lose that game on purpose, you just avoid playing the Titans. You play the Bills. So it's not really a big difference.
Yeah.
Is it worth risking your guys? You're already locked in the playoffs and you have some injuries.
I'd probably just chill if I was them.
I think they might.
So the Titans have to beat the Texans. The Steelers have to lose to the Ravens,
who also clinched the 1 seed, and I would
Who's their quarterback going
to
be?
RG3, I'd venture to guess. Well, honestly, if you're them, why wouldn't you give Trace McSorley the start? It's kind of an easy one. Just give your rookie quarterback.
Why?
Why give RG3?
Why not give to RG3?
Because if Lamar got hurt, then RG3. Like, why do I need to get RG3
back? Oh, you're saying just because you want RG3 healthy for the playoffs?
No, just I want to just see. It's just an easy way to get a young guy that I'm invested in big picture to be my backup moving forward, some live reps. Now, the counter would be you just want to keep RG3. These are important reps.
I just think it's not like RG3's played that much.
No, but you just – RG3 is RG3, where I can just – this is the big picture GM in me, you know, get my younger guy some reps, get some live looks.
Yeah, I mean, I think the tough part is like you do have trade, potential.
Up the trade value.
Up the trade value. You do have potential. Like, it's which one, you could go either way. You'd say, which one would you go to first in the playoffs? If it's RG3, you could argue protect them. You could also argue, so get them some reps now. I would argue if Lamar's not playing, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is in the playoffs. So
exactly. That's why I would lean Trace McSorley. Just for big picture development.
We need to protect you for the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to lie to him because if you're him, it's kind of fucked up. You're like, guys, I'm the backup quarterback. I just want to play. I did all this work. I come in on Tuesdays. You guys claim it's the off day. But then Harbaugh tells me if I tell the union and I turn us in, he will cut me. So I'm afraid to tell on him, even though he's overworking me, union hours here. And all I want to do is play one game. I'm RG3. Remember me? I won the Heisman Rookie of the Year. Can you guys just start one game? It would be cool. I'll go viral on Twitter. Maybe I'll throw a touchdown. If I'm RG3, I want to play this game.
Definitely. I've earned this.
Just based on all the Tuesdays that I've had to come in as the quarterback, even though the union has told everyone this is my off day, yet I have to come in. And Harbaugh gives me that look. I swear to God, if anyone catches wind of this, you're gone. How often do you think he just says, non-guaranteed?
And then the Colts win at the Jags. That's the other thing the Raiders need.
For, like, strength of schedule or something?
I don't get that opponent strength of schedule.
If I told you the Raiders made the playoffs, would they be the worst wild card team you've ever seen? Because we've seen bad division winners, right? 7-win division wins. A wild card, I would say, typically has to get to double-digit wins. They would be up there.
Here's my thought, my one thought on all
this. I feel bad that this conversation even, like, I guess it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of a huge letdown.
Well, that's, to me, the real, like, we're having fun with it, but I think the fact is this. When this team has played in games that matter, which suddenly, like, the scenarios we just gave are not, you just need the Steelers to lose to the Ravens.
I'll be the first to say it's not as crazy as it sounded at the beginning of today.
Which one do you feel the worst? The Jags are just terrible. But
well, they just beat the Raiders.
So the Jags the Colts have to win that game. Oh, so they're in great shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the serious part about this, or as serious as this discussion can get. When the Raiders have played in games where their performance matters, they fail. So I guess we could argue, yeah, but they played a meaningful game against the Chargers today. Okay, well, the Jets game was meaningful. The Chiefs game was meaningful. The Chargers game would have been more meaningful if they hadn't gotten beaten by the Jags. We can't just keep, until the percentage is zero, call every game meaningful that they play in. They tend to show up when there's no pressure on them. So they are one of the two 130 games, right?
I'm looking, so the other 130 game is Titans-Texans.
Which,
well, okay. It's
Cardinals Rams. So all these other games will be done by then. We'll know if the Colts have beaten the Jags. We'll know if the Titans have lost to the Texans and if the Steelers have lost to the Ravens.
I got right now on my ESPN.com scores, all these games are kicking off at 1. Any playoff implication game. So Eagles, yeah. Giants, Colts, Jets, I think they flexed them all. Any game that was going to have any implication. Steelers, Ravens, Titans, Texans, they're all playing at the same time, guy.
Do you have 10 a.m. games there?
The 10 a.m. games.
Oh, you're right. They all changed since I opened this morning.
Yeah, the 10 a.m. games are all the games that have zero impact. Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks.
I opened
Bucks.
This thing like I must have opened it while games were still going on in the afternoon.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think they changed it.
Which is good. They should do that.
That's that baseball thing they did, right, on the last game of the season or whatever. They don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want anyone to know, and I think it's just helpful to everybody to make sure – somebody doesn't change their mind about giving a shit.
Well, I saw that Kawakami is already saying brings up a point. Like, I don't want to hear any Raider fans bitching and moaning when a couple of these teams start resting people.
Well, those teams, like, came through. Like, what if the Ravens rest everybody?
I don't even want to entertain that conversation. Okay. What I would say to Tim is, Tim, just block them. That's a stupid conversation.
He'd say, guy, I do. What do you think about everything goes right? This is worst case scenario for our main man from Fresno State. Everything goes right. All those things that have to happen. Which, like you just said, is not as crazy as it would have sounded at the beginning of the day when you did back-to-back weeks of 8 things happening. Now you're like, well, fuck this. Nine things. What if Carr lays an egg in a cold Denver game? Who actually got, playing the Lions, so take this with a grain of salt, Drew Lock looked pretty good in the red zone action that I saw. And they won, again, the Lions, but that's also one of the Raiders' wins. And Philip Lindsay looked good. Their defense is playing a lot better. Like, that game to me is a lot more difficult. Like, the Lions are playing to be 7-9 and actually having a pretty respectable season after starting like 1-5, right?
Well, it's a good point. The Raiders game is probably the one, like, that's the one I have the hardest time picking among these four games.
I don't have the line in front of me yet. If you just had to place a line, like what you think the line should be, not to like get people to bet, like what would be the right line for this game?
Probably Broncos.
Just the customary -3?
Yeah, Broncos -3. You agree? 2.5? 3.5?
Yeah, I'd say 3.5. I might go through Broncos -3.5, getting that extra half point for just how shitty Derek's been at anything under 55 degrees.
Yeah.
When do you ever close your eyes and picture him playing well in Denver? And this is not, again, at one point in time when this team was like 1-6 or whatever they were, they are now one win away from being 7-9, and they won 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, they've won like 6 games since the beginning of late in October. So, like, they've rattled off some wins. They're not. The Chargers are worse than them.
It's going to be 42 degrees, according to this, in a week in Denver.
I would say if everything happens correctly, even though, like, I think Gruden would take a step back and be like, even like we weren't a playoff team, but if Derek has a bad game in Denver, you could argue that would just be the end of him. If it was like you at the end of the game, like you're saying, if we just would have won that game, we would have made a playoffs, and he has one of those 100-yard games where he throws a couple picks. You also would say, is Vic Fangio a great matchup for Derek Carr? Now that he's had some time to be a head coach and just kind of get his shit together. The last time he played Vic was his first ever head coaching game. I think Vic's a little more under control.